this striking concrete column, Robert Youngman's Cedarhurst One, was commissioned by the Mitchell Foundation to commemorate the museum's 10th anniversary in 1983. Although it would seem to relate more closely to architecture than to nature, the work, in fact, is meant to celebrate the variety and the beauty of the Southern Illinois landscape. The strong vertical orientation of Cedarhurst One alludes to any number of natural forms common to this region, from oak trees to the tall corn. But at the time he produced this sculpture, Youngman was fascinated by another sort of verticality, the long shafts sunk deep into the ground in search of energy producing oil and coal. The circular motifs that rise in patterns on every side of Cedarhurst One might represent oil cores or earth samples, plugs taken at specific depths for analysis by geologists. The other more undulating shapes suggest cogs or conveyors that may bring mineral-rich earth to the surface. Youngman's sculpture acknowledges the importance of oil and coal mining to the history of Southern Illinois, but it may also speak to their impact on our environment. Cedarhurst One is made up of two distinct layers of form. The outer layer can almost be perceived as smooth topsoil that covers the architectonic column. In some areas, that smooth outer shell has been peeled away, revealing the circular motifs and cogs, which appear like the raw earth of a surface mine. The effectiveness of Youngman's work is in his use of abstract forms to stand for complex ideas, and in his willingness to leave judgments to the viewer. Born in Murfreesboro in southern Illinois, Youngman's interest in sculpture began in the blacksmith shop of his father. In the early 1950s, he studied art at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana and did his graduate work at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. For many years, he was on the faculty at the University of Illinois.